Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I'm Assistant Managing Editor Dave Nordman. We're joined today by reporter Elaine Thompson, who has written about the tragic death of recent South High graduate Christensen Agnant. Welcome, Elaine.
Thank you, Dave.
Elaine, the apparent drowning of Mr. Agnant happened Saturday night at Webster Lake.
Yes, it's a very sad story, probably one of the saddest that any reporter could write. But it's one that, unfortunately, we write every summer, sometimes several times, about kids drowning. And this was a good kid by all accounts. He was a wonderful young man, doing the right things, with plans to have a successful adulthood. He was loved and respected by his peers. And at 18, he worked, went to school, played sports, and was never in trouble with the law. He graduated high school on May 29th, and 4 days later, he was dead. He was doing what people his age do, celebrating high school graduation. And because of the hot, humid weather, he and some of his friends at a graduation party decided to cool off at Webster Lake. Unfortunately, this young man would probably be alive today if he had been a better swimmer and if his friends had known how to swim. His friends were helpless in trying to save him because they did not know how to swim. And on Monday, this young man was supposed to have begun an enhancement program at Worcester State University prior to him starting college in the fall.
This is such a tragedy. Is there anything positive that can come out of something like this, Elaine?
I think so. One of our readers was so touched by this tragedy that he wants to do what he can to prevent a recurrence. Dana Hodges, a Holden resident who is a swim coach at several places, including at St. John's High School, has reached out to Worcester school officials about starting a water safety and swim program to teach children in Worcester how to swim and how to be safe in and around water. Mr. Hodges said with all the colleges in the city, with aquatic programs, he is hoping that they too will be part of a partnership to teach kids to swim and to be safe around water. He said he has spoken to Diane Lynch, principal at South High School, about setting up a swim program. He said she is to set up a meeting with them with Superintendent Maureen Benendo. So stay tuned.
Yes, a tragedy, but hopefully if Mr. Hodges' program comes to fruition, something good can come out of this.
Yes, that would be great.
Thank you for joining us, Elaine.
You're welcome, Dave.